Theologian J.I. Packer has said that the message of Christmas rests on the staggering fact that the child in the manger was God. The staggering fact that the child the shepherds found in the manger was God. Another theologian, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, asked the question, who will celebrate Christmas correctly? It's a good question, isn't it? We all have our Christmas traditions. We all celebrate Christmas in unique ways to our families. Our text this morning comes from 8 days after Jesus was born. Mary and Joseph take their 8-day-old son to the temple because they were faithful. And God's law says on the 8th day, the rite of purification, you presented your firstborn and dedicated that child to God at the temple. You brought an offering for people of Mary and Joseph's state in life. It was probably small birds. Mary and Joseph faithfully went to the temple. And on that day, there was a man named Simeon. We're told that he had been faithful and righteous his whole life and believed in God's word. He believed that what the prophets said were true, that God would send a Messiah, that God would come and be with us to redeem us. And Simeon was faithful in going to the temple to wait. And on this particular day, as Simeon stands in the temple, Mary and Joseph bring their 8-day-old son. And Luke describes that this way. In verse 28 of chapter 2, Simeon took him, being Jesus, in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Luke goes on to say the child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and the rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed and a sword will pierce your own soul too. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Simeon believed God and he longed to see God with us, to see God's promise fulfilled. And in that temple on that day, God said, this is the one. This is the one. And Simeon celebrated the event that we celebrate today by saying to God, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. Translate that into our vernacular. Simeon's going, you can take my life now, God. My life is now fulfilled. What I have longed to witness, I've seen. This is the one. And he blesses Mary and he says, Mary, many are going to rise and many are going to fall. Jesus, this one, is a divider of people. Because we got to make a choice about this child that rests in the manger. And he said, your heart will be pierced, because Simeon not only looked for God's promise and trusted God, knew Simeon knew what God would do to redeem his people. I would submit to each of us today that question posed by Diedrich Bonhoeffer, who will celebrate Christmas correctly? We need to look no further than Simeon, who waited patiently and faithfully for God. And when he found the one, God himself, he said, "You may dismiss me in peace, for my life is fulfilled." He laid down his life. He laid down his life to the child who was God, who was in the manger. That's how we rightly and correctly celebrate Christmas. For we have no other choice when we come to this manger and again are confronted with the staggering fact that this child is God. God in the flesh who came for us. Bonhoeffer went on to say, "Who will celebrate Christmas correctly? Whoever finally lays down all power, all honor, all reputation, all vanity, all arrogance, all individualism beside the manger." Simeon rightly celebrated Christmas because he said, "Here at this manger, I lay down my life, for it is fulfilled." In a world and a culture today that is all about me, it's all about power, it's all about honor, it's all about reputation, it's all about vanity, it's all about arrogance, it's all about our individualism. If we want to correctly celebrate Christmas today, I would submit to each of us, we need to lay our idols at the manger and empty our hands of them so that the child that rested in this manger might fill our hands and our lives with his peace and his grace and his mercy. Because it's in that act, in grasping those things of God in the flesh, that we will know life abundantly. This Christmas, may we at the manger lay down those idols, those things we place in God's rightful place in our lives and our hearts. And then it can be said, we correctly have celebrated the greatest event this world will ever know. This is good news of great joy for every one of us. God is with us. May we lay our idols down at the manger and grasp his grace, his peace, and his life. Father, we are grateful for this night. We're grateful for this gift that you offer to us in Christ Jesus. Father, our lives are littered with the idols of power and honor, of reputation, of vanity, of arrogance, of individualism. And we pray that you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, would give us the power to lay those down at the manger this Christmas, so that our hands and our hearts could be filled with the grace and the mercy of your true great gift to us, the gift of yourself in the person of Jesus. Thank you for your great love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.